Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription.
The How Not to Suck a Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information contained herein and provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended and shall not be construed as legal advice. And with that, enjoy the show.
The process of getting divorced might suck, but you don't have to suck at getting divorced.
You have found the only divorce podcast that's hosted by a family law attorney and a recovering comedian. Get ready for action steps, empathy, and a lot of laughs.
This is How Not to Suck at Divorce. You spoke, we listened.
Our number one product, the Divorce Crash Course, is now available as a private podcast.
So for $150, you'll have access to listen to the DCC just like you're listening to this episode right now. You can watch the DCC and you'll get the printable workbook.
More importantly, you'll get insider information to save up to thousands of dollars on your divorce.
The Divorce Crash Course, expert divorce guidance for a fraction of the price. Check out the link in our show notes or visit thedivorcecrashcourse.com.
Hello, lovers. I'm really glad that you guys are listening today because this is going to be a really unique and important episode for everybody to hear. And this is so interesting and so weird because this is a solo episode. I have no Morgan with me today. Morgan is out. She is gone. She's out of the country right now. And we wanted to bring you some really important information that's going to fall on my lap to deliver. So buckle up. Here's the deal. We did a post on our social media this past week that was really popular and got a lot of attention based on some unpopular divorce truths that we shared. And in response to some of these questions that we got, we're going to go through everything and make it really crystal clear what we need you to know so that you have a realistic expectation as you begin to navigate your divorce. Why is it important to have a realistic expectation? Because if you don't have one, you are going to fall down the rabbit hole of this is not fair. And what's so dangerous about starting to feel those these aren't fair feelings is that changes your mindset to being a victim. And when we feel like victims, you feel 10 times worse because then everything starts happening to you in your brain and you're not a part of an active process
to make things better. And you have to feel like you have some kind of control here. So let's start at the beginning. The first piece of information that we shared was you cannot use ChatGPT to help you through your divorce.
Yikes.
That we just fucking bitch slapped you right from the beginning, because who doesn't love using ChatGPT? I'll tell you a funny story. I'm such a dum-dum. I've been saying ChatGPT for like the entirety of its existence. And it's not ChatGPT. It's ChatGPT. What a dummy I am. And I like that most of you are probably listening right now like, yeah, I'm a dumbass. But it's true. I kept saying ChatGPT. Anyway, why can't you use it? Because it is what we call an open AI platform that is trained by you. The more that you feed it information, the more that it starts giving you information that it thinks that you want to hear. So it's never going to tell you that you're wrong or that you're an idiot. It's just going to kind of be your hype girl in a lot of ways. Also, it's pulling information from everywhere in the World Wide Web. So if there's some random person out there named Shakira, and Shakira wrote a blog about divorce, and Shakira sniffs glue and eats her own boogers, but she thinks of herself as a divorce expert, and she's just writing all day long about what you should do and shouldn't do. And Shakira is totally wrong because of all the glue that she sniffs. That AI, ChatGPT, can be pulling information from Shakira's amazing blog and spitting that out to you. You don't know. You can use this platform, which is amazing, by the way. We all use ChatGPT for so many things. If you want to get gardening advice, if you want a recipe for a low-fat chicken marsala, wonderful. If you need to have it give you ideas for an email, fine. But don't ask it for legal advice, and don't ever ask it for case law, because it can be wrong. Never, ever, ever give ChatGPT your personal information, and never use real names. Don't give it your ex's information. You don't know where this stuff is going, except everywhere and out there. Okay? So be mindful. If you want to hear more about this, we did an episode last week with somebody who is amazing. His name is Stephen Bradley. He used to be an FBI task force leader, I think. And now he works very closely with our family wizard. And he is like wildly tech knowledgeable and savvy. And we did a whole episode on what you need to know about ChatGPT, how to use it, and how to make sure you're not using it in your divorce. Go listen to that. It'll be linked. Okay. The next part of this post that made people feel a lot of feelings has to do with the idea of things not being fair and the fact that we want you to have this shitty, realistic expectation that it's not going to be fair. There's going to be a lot of parts of your divorce that are going to be bad, that suck. And it's not going to feel fair because it's not fair. And it doesn't matter who your attorney is. You can't hire the Wizard of Oz. There's no magical person who can just poof, make things completely better for you. There are times that feel so frustrating because you can look at all of your evidence, all of your timelines, all of your details on paper and say, this judge would have to be a moron to side with my ex. This is black and white, motherfucker. Come on. And things still might not go your way. And that sucks. And that happens all the time. A big part of divorce, unfortunately, is saying, okay, I'm going to roll the dice here. There's going to be one of two outcomes. This is either going to work or it's not going to work. Or actually, there's a third outcome where I get some of the things that I want and a lot of the things I don't. Okay, so with everything I just dumped on you, what do? You have to have your attorney prep you for what they think will happen. No, your attorney is not the Wizard of Oz and doesn't have a magic eight ball, but they have a lot of years of field experience. You are not the first and you will not be the last case like yours that they are trying. So what I always say is, in your experience, what are the realistic outcomes? Another question that you can ask that I love asking attorneys and doctors is, if I were your sister, what would you have me do? Seriously, if I were your sister, if I were your best friend, let's pretend that I'm not paying you. If I were someone you really deeply cared about, what would you tell them? What would you want them to know? Okay. You'll get a very good, honest read from somebody when you ask them that. You always want to ask them, what's the best case scenario? What's the worst case scenario? What is the most realistic outcome? And then you need to prepare yourself for that. Tying that into the third part of this post that we put out there that raised a lot of feelings is that when you are preparing to fight, quote unquote, fight somebody in court, you have to be calm. You have to have a calmed nervous system. We talk about this all the time on our show, but we just did an episode with a woman named Mia Poppy. And that episode, I believe, was 2 weeks ago. And it's about preparing for a divorce battle, preparing for a custody battle, anytime that you're actually going before a judge. And what are the questions you need to ask your attorney? And what are the ways that you need to mentally support yourself so that your nervous system is in a place where you can think clearly? Because when our nervous systems are heightened and we are feeling threatened because we feel like that bear that's chasing us in the woods is about to claw our backs, we're not going to be thinking clearly. We're not going to be making the best decisions. It's going to feel like the room is spinning very slowly and underwater, and you're going to want to feel like you want to cry and throw up at the same time. Well, guess what? You can't make a sound decision when you're in that place. So you have to know when you're heightened, you got to stop. You need to go and move your body. You need to go and take a walk. If you're a meditation person, meditate. Go listen to that episode and listen to what you do to calm your nervous system before you go into battle. And you'll hear more about how important that is. Also, tied to that same thing, you cannot negotiate with a terrorist. We know this famously, right? You can't reason with a high conflict individual. And man, does that suck. Because if you're a rational person, which I'm sure a lot of you are, you want to speak to somebody rationally. You want to have a calm conversation and say, hey, how do we work this thing out? How do we do what's best for the kids here without going to court, without having a judge decide what happens to them, or a judge decide what happens to our house or the boat or our collection of stamps? Does anybody still collect stamps, I wonder? God, I hope not. I don't even know if I own any stamps. Do I own? Anyway, but if you are talking to somebody who's not at all reasonable, it's a waste of your time. So what do you do instead? Well, you have to be strategic. You have to talk to your attorney about, in their experience, what works with somebody with this type of personality. Do I need to keep all of my communication to something that is traceable, like an email? Yeah, probably. Do I need to be using a court-monitored parenting app? Maybe. if you fall into that category where you don't feel totally confident in your co-parent's ability to co-parent, well, you might need an app like Our Family Wizard. And there is no shame in admitting that Our Family Wizard can help your family. Be proactive. Look into it. We talk about Our Family Wizard all the time on this podcast for a reason, because it's an amazing resource out there that helps families get to the healthiest place that they can be. Even if you're not ready to use the app, but you just want information from them, go to the link that's in our show notes, sign up for the newsletter, grab the information. It's an app that really, really, truly cares about children being the happiest and healthiest that they can be. So that's another tool out there for people who are finding themselves having to communicate with a high conflict individual. The last thing that we covered, which it's a tough one, and it really doesn't have much to do with the divorce process itself. It has to do with,
do you need help putting together your parenting agreement or what some may call custody schedule?
Take us up on our offer to help you save money in attorney's fees by using our Best Parenting Plans workbook.
It will help you visually see some of the most popular schedules in a calendar format. So listen, if your head is already spinning by trying to figure out what a 225 is, 50-50, 60-40, and yada yada, this workbook is for you.
And we also put in some creative ideas and a special note from me on items that you really want to consider before agreeing to a parenting plan.
That's right. Get the Best Parenting Plans workbook on our website, direct link in the show notes.
And it really doesn't have much to do with the divorce process itself. It has to do with what happens to us mentally, personally, emotionally. Talking about your friends. Your friends are going to change during this process. And I think there's a lot of reasons why your friends change. Maybe one of the reasons is because you change. You do. You evolve through a divorce process. Don't listen to anybody who tells you that their divorce didn't change them. The divorce changes you. It's a process that will bring you to your knees. It is 100% worth it, but man, there are days that are awful. It's scary. And when you're stripped and that exposed, it alters who you are. And usually it changes us for the better, because as we rebuild, we're like, oh, you know, I'm looking around right now at all the people in my world and all these people who I thought I wanted to spend, you know, my time with. And now I'm like, oh, you kind of suck too. Or maybe you shift away from people temporarily because you're going through something really, really, really heavy. And then you go and hang out with your friends, and I'm using quotes, and they're just sitting around, you know, chugging espresso martinis, talking about summer camp and how, like, oh my God, it's so stressful that Madeline came back from summer camp and all of her clothes are so dirty. And I'm so overwhelmed because these clothes are like, no, seriously, they're like disgusting. And you're like, I want to fucking punch you in the face right now because you have no idea what I'm going through. Laundry sounds like a goddamn vacation compared to my shit show. That's normal. And you know what? If you need to take a break or shift away from people who don't totally get what you're going through, that's okay. Usually there's one person at that table, though, whom you can still confide in and have those real conversations with. And even if they're not going through it, they'll know how to love and support you through a tough time. And then you're going to find people who you just don't want to be around. And that's okay, too. You're going to also find people who don't want to be around you. Because a lot of people have a hard time being friends with somebody who's going through something big. Makes them feel uncomfortable. I think there's also a thought out there that divorce is contagious. And when you go through something like a divorce, people are like, oh shit, I better back the fuck up from that person. I don't want to catch it. Better mask up. Maybe divorce is contagious. I don't know. But that's not your problem if people don't, you know, can't be around you while you go through something big. I experienced that firsthand. It was hurtful. It was hard. But on the other side, you see things really clearly and it's okay and you'll get through this. And when you go through a phase of not having as many people to hang out with, why don't you utilize that time to make some notes on who do I want in my life? What kind of people do I want to spend time with when all of this is over? Or maybe even right now. And just by writing that down and looking at that, it'll help you go and find those types of people. We do have episodes in our library that talk about all different types of divorce supports. You can go find that if you need divorce support. Join our private community. I just said the last part and I'm totally lying to you. This is the last part of the post. How do I phrase this? A lot of people complain about how expensive a divorce is. I complained about it all the time because it is really fucking expensive. But guess what? A big part of what you're spending on your divorce could be because of the way that you communicate with your attorney. That's right. It's all your fault. No, I'm just kidding. But there are things that you can do to change the way that you communicate with your attorney that will affect your bills in a good way. Easiest thing I can tell you right now, stop writing your attorney emails in paragraph form. Do not say, "Dear magic attorney person, OMG, Chad is at it again. He ba 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 ba, and then he ba 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 ba, la 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 la." Anyway, and then I said, you know, don't do that. Because you guys, your attorney bills on the 8th of every hour. Your attorney just reading a dribble drabble email is going to cost you a lot of money. And then your attorney charges you when they hit reply and say, "Hey, Brenda, thanks for the email. Unfortunately, there's not much that we could do about Chad being an asshole, but we suggest blah, 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 blah. Great, send." That is costing you money. If you need to communicate with your attorney, you need to speak to them in bullet points. Make it very clear, line by line. Get to the point of the issue. The other thing that I'll tell you is having a phone call is sometimes more cost effective. A lot of times you can ask your attorney, "This is my issue. In your opinion, does this warrant a phone call?" If they say yes, you get on a quick call, you're more effective. If you want more handholding in this department, we have a guide that is brand new that has been selling like crazy because we understand that it's helping a lot of people, which I'm so thankful for. But it's a guide that we created on tips and templates that we give out on how to communicate with your attorney in the most effective and cost-saving way. And this guide is $20. And you can buy it directly on our site. There'll be a link in the show notes. It is the easiest way to get the most concise information about communication. Speaking of high conflict individuals, there's another guide on our website which gives you easy email templates that you can use when you're communicating with a high conflict individual. We also have a guide that gives you templates on how to speak to your children about divorce. And everything on our website is approved by an attorney. The exact opposite of ChatGPT, which is approved by no one except for you, because you're the one feeding this machine, telling it what to tell you. That's all I have to say. It's been 20 minutes. I've been talking to really nobody. Hopefully people are listening to this. I'm just talking to myself here. The reason why we do these episodes, the reason why we put all these posts out on social media, the reason why we have the divorce crash course, why we partner with our family wizard, why we have the guides, why we do everything that we do, is because I know what it's like to feel really scared and really lost in the middle of a process that feels daunting to somebody who doesn't do this for a living. I made these mistakes when I got divorced, and it hurt me, and it cost my dad, who helped me pay for everything, a lot of money. It cost my kids a lot of pain. It was isolating and it was scary, and I don't want other people to hurt the way that I hurt and to hurt the way that my kids hurt through a challenging process. Family court does the very best that they can, and they're not perfect. Judges are not perfect. Attorneys are not perfect. None of this is perfect. It's a very imperfect process that tries its hardest to do the best for families. You know your kids better than anybody. You know yourself better than anybody. You probably know your soon-to-be ex better than anybody. I just want you to be smart and to be calm and to be knowledgeable as you enter into this process so that you can be the happiest and healthiest that you can be. Even though I made a ton of mistakes when I got divorced, I do not regret anything. I mean, I regret some of the mistakes, but I don't regret getting divorced. Getting divorced was the absolute smartest thing I could have done for my kids and for myself. My life now is so different, million and 10 times better than I could ever imagine my life being when I was married in my first marriage. I know that you can do this. I know that it feels right now like you can't do this, but you can. You can dig deeper. You are stronger than you think you are. You have to take one baby step at a time. You need to listen to what we're telling you. We are the experts. We do this day in and day out to help you, okay? Listen to the people on our, the guests that we have on our show. Listen to the words that Morgan is so generous in sharing. Most people, you guys, cannot afford to hire Morgan to represent them in their proceedings, okay? You can listen to this podcast, though, for free. You can get the Divorce Crash Course for $150. You get our guides for $20. You guys, that is a steal for legal guidance from one of the best in the entire country. That's it. I love you all. Please, if rate and review the show if you haven't done it yet. Grab the products that we have available to you. Tell a friend who might need this show that we exist. And remember, this is a marathon. It is not a sprint, but you will get through it. If your arms are getting tired from doggy paddling, take a break. Don't quit. We're here for you every single day, on your good days, on your bad days, on your hardest days. And you have got this.